educate the working class. Bread Wilshire's magazine and the weekly socialist papers, the pamphlets, tracts, and leaflets among the people. The middle class see their doom in capitalism and must soon turn to socialism. The handwriting is on all the billboards of the universe. The worst in socialism will be better than the best in capitalism. The historic mission of capitalism has been to exploit the forces of nature, place them at the service of man, augmenting his productive capacity a thousandfold, to turn, as if by magic, the shallow, sluggish stream into rushing, roaring Niagaras of wealth, leaving to the toilers who produced it the greater poverty, insecurity, and anguish than before. The mission of socialism is to release these imprisoned productive forces from the vandal horde that has seized them, that they may be operated not spasmodically and in the interest of a favored class as at present, but freely and in the common interest of all. Then the world the socialist movement is to win from capitalism will be filled with wealth for all to have and to enjoy in its abundance. When enough have become socialists, and each day is augmenting the number and making them more staunch and resolute, they will sweep the country on the only vital issue before the nation. A new power will be in control. The people. For the first time in all history, man at last will be free.